And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and chess playing right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, this one, Alabama. Y'all, I'm talking about this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, way up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi thrown in, just for good measure. All right, I am sitting here in the boardroom at the Best Western in Madison, set up here on a live remote. Just got a chance to talk to the Republican Women of Madison. What a great group. And the president of the Republican Women of Madison, who is also, by the way, involved with legislative affairs for the Republican women overall for the state of Alabama, is sitting right here with me. Sheila Bannister, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Did I name all your titles right?
Close. Close enough.
You're supposed to say yes.
Yes, absolutely.
And affirm the radio guy.
Spot on.
Okay. Great group today. What do we have, like 50 or 60 there, I guess?
Yeah, there was about 50 there.
I didn't win a door prize.
No, that's disappointing.
That's all right.
There's a lot of them. You'll have to come again.
Y'all did have some cool Trump mugshot mugs.
Oh, yeah. We can get you one of those.
I need to.
Plenty. Yeah.
In fact, it just dawned on me what that was. It's a mug shot.
Yeah, it's a mug shot.
Yeah, I actually knew that. Hey, listen, Republican women. So you're at the local level. You also work with the folks at the state level. So when I was in the state house, Republican women would come down. There'd be Republican Women Day. And the red jackets and the red shirts and all that would come down there and like in mass.
Yep.
Tell me what y'all do, and then let's talk about that a little further.
Yeah, so the Republican Women is actually a national organization. So there's kind of three tiers. We have the national level, then we have the state level, which is the Alabama Federation of Republican Women. And then we have local clubs all over the place. So I'm the president of the Republican Women of Madison. We have about 50 people in our group so far, and we're really excited about that. And really what we do is we get together with other women in our community who are concerned about things that are going on, not only at the local level, but at the state and federal level. And our primary purpose is to inform and educate our members and women and people in our community about what's going on. The second is to then, advocate for things that are important to us and really try to influence legislation that's going on. So when you talk about the Red Jacket Day, that's legislative days that we have every year as a state where all the women in the state come together. And this year is the first year in quite some time, maybe ever, where as a federation, holistically, we've come out with a slate of priorities. So we have five priorities that women all across the state are lobbying for and really talking to legislators and senators and trying to get them to influence different bills that are going on that address these issues. And then, at the local levels, we try to stay involved with county and city issues and help promote that and just create a community of women who are doing good. So our club also goes into the community. We're supporting the Food Bank of North Alabama, as well as the Huntsville Pregnancy Center. And so just trying to give back to the community and really focus on those things that bring us together and not our differences so that we can all work together.
So you said something I want to step back to. So I mentioned the red jackets coming down to the state house. And first of all, I don't think people realize how accessible their own state house is sometimes. There's a lot of folks that have never even been to their state house. And I would encourage that because then you get to see the sausage being made.
Right.
But it also removes some of the mystery by doing that.
Yeah.
But then the other thing is when you get involved in a group like yours, you guys can show up in mass. And I will just tell you, our state party, when I was in office, was cool. It was great. I was a member of the state party. I was the party chairman for Etowah County. But the state party, per se, didn't like show up and stare at us and go, why'd you vote that way? But the Republican women would. I mean, when they came in with red jackets and sat up in the gallery and you look up and there's like 75 or 80 red jackets sitting up there staring down at you, you're like, oh, dang, they all know where I live, too.
Yeah. And we publish the votes.
Well, you know what, though? If you can't stand by your vote, you don't need to be there in the first place.
True.
All right, so you guys, though, you did, when you were there, y'all cared. Mm-hmm. I say y'all, the Republican women as a group. Y'all cared about legislation. You cared about how we represented the state. But you guys have got an agenda this year of several items, you said. So what's on the agenda?
Yeah, so one of our major items historically, and this year's no different, is on education and just really the next generation of youth and our kids and how important they are. So we were a big proponent of the school choice bill, the Choose Act, which the governor signed a couple weeks ago, and we were glad about that. Wasn't the perfect bill, but it was pretty good. It's definitely a step in the right direction. We also support basically anything that helps improve education, gets the indoctrination out of the classroom, focuses back on the basics, you know, reading, writing, science, math. I think all your listeners know that Alabama is not super high in our outcomes for education.
Yeah.
And while, you know, some legislators will boast that we're at 40 now instead of 52, you know, first of all, why do we like clap for 40?
We are celebrating mediocrity at
that
point.
Right. And, you know, it's like, when was this a thing to like be okay with being average? But also, you know, the only reason why we even moved up is because so many states closed down for much longer than we did during COVID, which helped us, you know, as far as rankings go. But really, we just want to, you know, encourage innovation, competition in education. You go to other states across the United States, and they're doing some amazing things in education. We really want to focus on bringing some of that innovation and just thinking differently about how we educate our kids and protecting them, and quit allowing political motivations to control the classroom.
All right. So you guys have any particular bills in general that you're tracking right now that haven't already passed? I know you were talking about today about, and we just saw them pass, the anti-DEI bill.
Right.
That was big. The ballot harvesting bill, that was big.
Yep.
What else you got on your slate that's actual legislation?
Yeah. So we have HB 130, which is.
Oh, yeah. My buddy Matt Butler.
Yeah. The gender bill. We also have a bill that's being pushed, sponsored by Susan DeBow, on the sex education. Which really focuses on not going too far with sex education, which is what's happening right now, being age appropriate, teaching abstinence as an option and not just all the other options.
Go figure.
Election security. So the ballot harvesting was a big one. We're also looking into like all the library issues. So
we can go all day on that one.
Yeah. I'm like, I know you talked about a lot here in Moms for Liberty. They do a lot of leading in that, but we're working with them right along with it, showing up at board meetings, library board meetings, and working for that. And then also we're really, we've taken a pretty solid stance against the gaming. And so we've been actively campaigning and trying to educate our women on all the issues that we have with the bills that have been presented. I know they're in conference right now, so we'll see what comes out of that and how that might look different. But I know you've talked about that as well. So we're really against that. And then also just holding the state health officer and that entire board accountable.
Yes.
So that's one of our other issues.
That needs to happen. It needs to happen this year, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
All right. So let me ask you this. What's it take to be involved? And I asked that almost, I know the answer already, but you go ahead and tell me your perspective.
Yeah. Basically you just need to show up,
warm bodies. But they have to also believe, I would imagine.
Well, right. I mean, obviously you got to believe what we believe,
and
align with our values and the things that we want to do. But if you're someone who you probably are, if you're listening to this radio station, who believe like we do, like come get involved.
Yeah.
We have lots of different ways that you can get involved. You don't have to go to Montgomery. I go to Montgomery almost every week now, right now, but you don't have to be that. You can send emails. You can do calls. You can get involved locally, show up at a library board meeting, a city council meeting.
Go to a lunch, hear a radio guy speak.
Right. Go to lunch, have lunch, meet some other cool people. So there's just lots of ways that you can get involved, and it's really easy.
You know, I joke about believing. I mean, you want people involved that are there for the cause.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not just there for a social club. It's that, but there's a lot of that actually.
Yeah.
But some of my best friends I made as being a member of the Republican Party because I met them that way. But I'll never forget though, I was a party chairman in Etowah, and I had a guy call me one time. He goes, and this is literally the way he sounded. He goes, "Hey man, I'm gonna run for county commission." I said, "All right." He goes, "What I got to do to get an R by my name?" And I said, "Well, how about you be an R?" And he goes, "What's that even mean?" And I said, if you have to ask me what it means to be an R, then maybe you aren't one. And he never ran.
Yeah.
So I think the bottom line, though, is that the groups like yours and some of the others we've talked about, like, you know, Eagle Forum, API, which I know you've been assisting with API, mm-hmm. Which is great. Stephanie Smith's doing an amazing job.
Yeah, she is.
And it's actually really easy to get out there and get involved. And I will just tell you, and you and I were talking offline earlier, volunteers are a gift from God. You can't, a good organization that, especially a 501c3, can't survive without people who are willing to say, I'll do that. And if you don't have people who are willing to say, I'll do that, and I'll put my name on that, or I'll sign that petition, or I'll knock on that door, then that organization is not going to last very long and never going to make an impact.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, just getting back to the belief part, you know, we believe in protecting our communities, protecting families. Alabama is strong when we have strong families. And so that's what we're looking to do, is to protect strong families in our communities, and also to defend and protect the U.S. and Alabama state constitution.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I feel like when you really feel impassioned about that, it's easy for you to stand up and say, yeah, I want to do something. And I think everybody has a little bit of time to do something, you know?
Yeah. And I'll be honest, this is not a huge time taker. The fact that you go to the state house once a week is not like everybody has to do that.
Right. Right.
I'll just tell you, folks, when I ran for office, there were people that I could not do without. I mean, I'll never forget people showing up and just saying, hey, I was thinking about going and knocking on some doors. Do you mind if I do that? No, I don't. Or they'd say, I don't have much time, but I can put together some of your yard signs. Okay. I mean, you just can't do without that.
Yeah.
And any number of ways are out there for people to get involved, and yours is one of them. I think that's cool.
Absolutely.
All right. If folks want to find out more, though, is there a website or anything they can go to?
Yeah. It's rwmadison.org.
RW as in Republican Women.
Republican Women, yeah. And also we're on Facebook, so Republican Women of Madison.
Okay.
So we'd love to have you guys come out.
All right. Very cool. Listen, we're going to take a break right now. We'll take that break. We'll come right back. And yeah, we'll start jumping in. And then top of the hour, don't forget, Becky Gerritsen, Eagle Forum calling in. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.